You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
And my name is Rob, and I love when you kind of start with that little voice thing that you just, you don't even know you did it. Well, that's fun. This is episode 657. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. As always, we appreciate it probably more than you'll ever know. Hope you're having a great day.
We do appreciate it, and I just want to apologize for the audio on the last episode. That is completely and 100% my fault.
Oh, I don't know. I'm sitting right by the machine as well, so let's call it our fault.
Oh, yeah, it's my fault. Anyway, we're really excited today to talk about how you can potentially integrate drones into your existing business. But before we get there, if you are creating videos for your business, you should know that you need to use copyright-free music. Otherwise, your videos could be taken off of Facebook, taken off of Instagram, and taken off of YouTube without you even knowing it. So if you're not on top of those channels, you could have some problems. And that's why I want to tell you about our friends at VideoBlocks. That's VideoBlocks.com/drone, where you can get a discount to VideoBlocks and AudioBlocks.com so that you can use copyright-free music, copyright-free clips, motion templates, and so much more. Now there are millions of different assets that you can use for your videos. So don't sacrifice quality for price. Check out VideoBlocks.com/drone.
Absolutely. Let's get into our question.
What's up, guys? My name is Jeremy, calling you out of Westchester County, New York. My question for you today is, how do I get the company I work for to hire or incorporate my drone business? I work for a security company. We deal with residential, commercial, burglar and fire alarm systems. And we also deal with radio transmissions between police stations and schools. And I am looking to find a way to talk to my employers about the services I can offer to them. But I want to be able to do it in a way where I don't want to get fired. So I was hoping you guys can help me out with this one. And I really look forward to hearing your feedback.
Thank you, Jeremy, for the question. Interesting question. I would actually just like to dig a little bit more as far as what's the fear? Like, why is he concerned?
Does he not have insurance?
About getting fired?
Does he not have the experience? Or is it just that he doesn't have the confidence because he just doesn't want to threaten his livelihood?
Yeah, because what I see here is the possibility, Jeremy, for you to bring a lot of value to your company.
Totally.
Right? And to expose them to some areas in which they could really enhance the services that they're offering.
Agreed. No, yeah. Agreed 100%.
So I don't know. I mean, I think that's where I'd start. Right. Think about the value that you can bring to the company that you're working for. And again, we don't know sort of the basis behind some of his concern, but I really think it might do the opposite. I don't know. Maybe you get a promotion.
Yeah, I don't know. But here's the thing. Maybe he's struggling with how to use drones in security because drones can be used in many different ways. And in fact, I think that drones can be used to solve all crime. It's something that we worked on. And in fact, you know, here in Albuquerque, a lot of mayors are talking about how, you know, they're going to stop crime. They're going to do this. And their message is almost synonymous across the candidacies. And I asked them, well, how do you plan on doing that there, guys? Because no offense, but your marketing speak is not working. And we need to know how you're going to do it. So here's one way that this group, this security firm could use drones. I think it would be really helpful. In fact, there's two ways. I'm going to go into the simple way, and then I'm going to go into the how to solve all crime way. And I hope that any mayoral candidacy is listening to this or mayoral elect. Number one, if we were to map all of your or model all of your clients' properties. You would know the ins and the outs of every single property. So if mm-hmm. the security firm was having to react to a call or react to an alarm going off, they would have a clear map and image of exactly what was around. So if it was very dark and it was difficult to see, they would know obstacles or potential hiding places for people. But the better way that they could be using drones for security is what I call persistent surveillance security, or PSS. Persistent surveillance security, essentially, imagine if you had a drone at every single site, property, mm-hmm. and it was tethered and it was constantly flying in the air. And even if the tether was cut, it would still have, say, 20 or 30 minutes of flight time, so that if these criminals thought they were smart by cutting the tether, it would actually cause an alarm. And then you would use, you know, active track and actually track the person with infrared, right, as they were going around. But here's how you solve all crime, right? If every single site had a drone up high enough in not controlled airspace, mm-hmm. or they were to get an authorization for controlled airspace, and we were able to cover the entire city via these properties. So these security companies really have a competitive advantage, guys like Dave. If they were to have a persistent surveillance drone at every single site that was tethered, and they were taking a picture every single second of the entire day.
You're okay? Opening a can of worms, Paul.
Here we go. Here we go.
A big old can of nasty worms.
Well, this is something that Cisco is doing, but on a lower level. So if you think this is like my crazy idea and that it'll never come to fruition, it is actually happening in other cities right now. And I think that, I don't want to see drones flying all over the place, watching people all the time.
Right.
But I think with the trend in crime at a lower level, closed circuit TV, this could be very, very helpful.
Yeah.
So what am I doing? What am I saying? So let's go back. If we had a drone at every single site that this security company had in the city, and we were actually able to cover enough ground to cover literally the whole city. So you wouldn't have to have a drone at every single block. It could be a couple blocks apart, but if it was flying high enough, you would get enough coverage to see the entire area, if
sure.
that makes sense.
Sure.
So all these cameras are taking a picture every second. Click, 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 click.
So images and not video then?
Images.
Okay.
Now, let's say that Rob over here gets mm-hmm. one shiny bald idea,
mm.
and he is going to rob the Wells Fargo on Wyoming and Paseo. Okay. Rob did not do that, nor will he plan on doing that.
I will not.
Anyway, let's say hypothetically he does that. No need for the police no need for the police to even respond. You know why? So you rob the bank, you get your money, and you drive back to your home or whatever. You drive back to your hideout, whatever it is. This is right. what always happens. Mm-hmm. Now, instead of the police chasing you, they let you go
mm-hmm.
because they don't need to chase you. Here's why. If we take a picture every single second and we're covering the entire city, now all we do is we go back in time, we watch a few seconds before the actual robbery was reported,
mm-hmm.
and we watch what car came up, and we see it was a silver, what is it? What do you drive? A silver Dodge
truck,
a silver Dodge truck that comes up. And then we go forward in time from when the robbery happened. Click, 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 click. And we actually watch the car go back to its little hiding spot. And we call the police and we tell them it's over here at Paseo and Ventura. Go get them, boys.
Just went home and...
And that's how you solve all crime in 10 minutes. You go back in time to the location and photos, and then you go forward in time and you watch the car systematically drive back to wherever it's going.
Yeah, that's a little freaky.
Everyone should know in major cities across the United States is actually being used in two different ways. Baltimore, Persistent Surveillance Systems, or PSI out of Chicago, is doing this in Baltimore right now, but they're using a fixed-wing aircraft to do it, and it's just starting to be used as evidence in court. Number two, Cisco Systems is using it on a lower level closed circuit TV system. So all those cameras you see on poles at intersections.
Yeah, so it's already happening. So because I just know we're going to hear from people, they're going to hate this idea. There's cameras all over right now. They're on the street lights.
And that's why
they're
waited 3 years to talk about this.
Yeah.
Because like I realize it's going to freak people out and I don't want to be watched all the time either. But at the same time, we've got to do something to help out police, and this has already happened.
Well, and I will say this, that in Albuquerque in particular, we have an issue that we're not really proud of as it relates to crime, right?
Yeah.
And kind of where we rank with crime. And the reality is we're short policemen.
Mm-hmm.
We're short officers in terms of what we need for the coverage that we need.
Yeah.
So is this a way to overcome that or to supplement what's going on with our policemen? I don't know. Maybe.
I mean, there's definitely, for all the people that are like, oh my God, why is he saying this?
I know. Yeah.
And I understand why.
It's not like
I understand why, because we were actually working on a project that worked on this system, and we pulled out of it because of moral implications and ethical implications.
Yeah, but just, right. It's not like we're giving people the idea.
No.
People that can
to
deploy and execute this.
No. But maybe Sandia National Labs did when we were working with them. I don't know.
Maybe.
So, but anyway, my point is that this would never come to fruition unless there's government funding for it. So for everyone who's freaked out and scared by this idea, you don't be, because governments are going to have funding for it. They're going to have to pay someone to watch all these cameras all the time. But I think that it really could, it could really help. A lot of people would be like, well, what about my privacy? Well, normally these cameras are up so high with so low resolution. And I think that there should be standards set. I think, you know, for people who are afraid of this conversation, it's a good conversation to have, because there are standards that we can set as a society to say, look, we're cool with solving crime, but we're not cool with you giving up our privacy, which, by the way, if you think that that's giving up your privacy, maybe you should stop carrying a cell phone around with you.
Yeah, that's the thing is people hear this kind of a conversation about something so just controversial.
High level.
Yeah, controversial, when in fact, you're right. I mean, you're walking around with a device.
You're walking around with
day.
The best spying device on the planet.
That's right.
Seriously.
As much as we hate to admit it, it's happening.
Do you want, okay, so for everyone who thinks like, okay, I don't even use a cell phone, I can just use a screen. Do you know that if the feds wanted to, they could actually read what's on your screen because of the light that's being reflected off of your body from the screen? Oh yeah.
I don't even know what that means.
Okay, so I have my computer here, right?
Right
in front of me.
Yeah,
you can't see what's on my screen. Uh-huh. But if it was a little bit darker in here and we didn't have all these studio lights on, people would actually be able to read my screen based off the reflection from my shirt
off
of the screen.
Read your screen from the camera on your computer? Is that what
you're
saying?
Well, they could do that too. But no. I'm saying that like there is luminance off of this screen, uh-huh. essentially. And that luminance, if it's against a wall or something reflective, could be read from a long distance away.
Using a camera that is somewhere.
Yes.
I gotcha. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. People are like worried about all this. Don't be worried about privacy. You've already given it away. So,
yeah.
And I don't like that, but.
No. I don't either. So anyways.
But I mean, literally, if you want to get into a conversation about privacy, there's a couple cases you should look up. Number one was the New York case. I think it was just a couple years ago for this lady who left her
curtains
open.
Shades,
she left her curtains open, and some other guy was taking pictures of this girl who was
sicko.
Nude. And then he actually put those pictures in a gallery because he was like, I've taken every single one of these pictures from the same chair in my home. And this lady sued him, and the city of New York, and I forget the court system.
Or
I think it was
the state
a federal,
of New York.
I forget who it was in all honesty, but they pretty much said that, long story short, if you have your curtains open and you let, you know, people see into your home, you have no reasonable expectation of privacy.
Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, guys, if I've upset some of you, I'm really sorry. My goal, though, is to start a discussion on, you know, if this does continue to happen, which it will, and it will have nothing to do with me and it will have nothing to do with you. It's a good conversation to have to discuss standards that should be set and met by governments to not only protect the people, but provide security. And I will say, you should not give up privacy for security. Those things are hand in hand, not separate. They're not mutually exclusive.
Yeah.
You don't have to give up privacy for the sake of security. You can still have privacy and security.
Indeed, yeah. Don't be fooled otherwise. So as far as Jeremy is concerned...
Who's now mind blown.
Like, no, I will be fired.
He's like, oh, can't bring that up.
I think in summary, what I would say is, maybe sit down and just come up with a list of why you think your drone services would benefit the company that you work for. How are you going to bring them value and outline that and be able to articulate clearly that message? And I again, without knowing what the fear is based on, I can't imagine that they're not going to be intrigued at a minimum.
Well, I agree. And I think that just in those two instances that we provided, there are even more instances that drones could be used for security purposes,
sure.
Like doing live shooter situation with police. But there are standards that have to be met
right.
that have been set to say like, okay, if there is a drone pilot flying for the police or one of the police officers flying a drone, there has to be certain standards met that he can fly a drone to provide reconnaissance. You know, when it comes to security, there's not only mapping, but there's permanent installation of services and goods. So it's actually really good also for insurance fraud. So for example, if you are providing security for someone and they say that things have been stolen, if you're mapping or modeling these sites, you know, four times a year or however, once monthly or whatever, you have a permanent record of installation of everything that's there.
Mm-hmm.
And if all of a sudden it goes missing, well, you can say, well, that wasn't there, or that was there.
Right.
I think the reconnaissance is big. Persistent surveillance systems is big. I also think that, for example, there is a firm here in New Mexico, and I can't say who, I can't say what mm-hmm. or why, but they want essentially a gridlock-like system
mm-hmm.
that would essentially automatically deploy a drone and run a pre-programmed route every hour to do reconnaissance to make sure things are safe. And I
yeah.
know it's being used right now.
Yeah. I mean, like we've said, it's already happening.
Eye in the sky.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, satellites have been doing it for decades,
thank
right?
You.
So
thank you.
And not just in the Will Smith movies.
Yeah, yeah, no, and I'm glad you brought that up because a lot of people who I've talked to about this, there are some people that get really scared when you talk about eye in the sky, but you've got to be real and realistic that there are hundreds of satellites, if not hundreds of MQ-9s flying over you right now. And there is levels of data that are already available. So,
right.
And we've set standards for satellite imagery on what it's able to capture. And I think we should do the same with drones. That's the point of having this conversation.
Yeah, absolutely.
So sorry to go super deep on this one question.
No, it'll be interesting to see the discussion that is no doubt going to come. So
will you title this podcast then, How Security Companies Can Use Drones, How to Solve All Crime? Security companies use drones, how to solve all crime. I like that. That should be the title.
All right.
Anyway, I want to hear your feedback, guys. If you are a DroneU member, great. I want to hear in the community what you think about this podcast. And if you're not a DroneU community member, I ask you why not? Because DroneU is a drone school for guys all the way from beginners to advanced. There's always something to be learned. And if you have the ideology of a lifelong learner, then you're going to love being a part of DroneU because you will always learn something new. That's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
And I'm Rob.
And this is Ask DroneU.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the DroneU.